NAMA Convention General Session Speaker Laura Reese with Reese & Reese spoke on the fall of advertising and the rise of PR. And Laura, I'd like first of all for you to just tell us a little bit about yourself and your company.
Sure. Again, I'm Laura and I work with my father and partner, Al Reese, who was the person who invented the idea of positioning and branding a philosophy of how you get in the mind. And the mind is the most important battlefield in building a brand. It's not in the marketplace, it's in the mind. So he and I have been working together now 10 years, and we've written 4 books and are very successful in consulting with companies and helping them to develop their brand and specifically to find a focus to get in the mind and build that brand.
Well, we have a lot of people here involved in agricultural marketing, not just on the PR side, but the advertising side as well. I think they're very interested to hear, based on the title of your talk. Can you explain that title?
Well, the title is The Fall of Advertising and the Rise of PR, and specifically the philosophy is that PR is what builds brands today. Advertising is fantastic, but it lacks a crucial element, and that is credibility. People don't believe necessarily what they read in an ad. So you need that credibility of PR and the word of mouth to build that brand. Now, advertising continues to remain a very important part of any marketing campaign, but it is once a brand is built, it needs advertising to maintain that brand. And you would accelerate success with advertising. So at the right time and place, advertising needs to be used very heavily, lots of dollars, and to reinforce the brand position, not to change or get in the mind, but to reinforce your success and your position.
How does that apply to the agricultural industry, and what are you going to advise people here today to consider as they look at marketing their products and services?
Well, you know, I'm not an agricultural expert, and really we're not experts in any one industry. We work with a wide variety of industries because what we have seen is the principles of marketing are the same. No matter what industry, no matter what country you're in, you still need to build a brand. You still have to have people talk about that brand. So what I'm going to do is talk about the general principles of how these companies can help build their brands successfully and maintain those brands successfully.
And can you make any comment on the use of new media options that we have today in terms of helping with the public relations effort?
Well, there's been a lot of talk of the alternatives and new ideas and guerrilla marketing and all sorts of names to this. And really what it is a search for something besides advertising. There's really a revelation that it is in advertising is not as powerful as it used to be because there is so much of it out there and it so lacks credibility. Everyone says that they have the best product and the best service at the best price. So we see, you know, just a host of any kind of alternative to advertising. And that, you know, we feel specifically, you know, we talk about PR, but there's a lot of things you can do. And what we want to emphasize is doing something, not spending large dollars up front on advertising, doing something that has more credibility. And it really determines, you know, what it matters what you do depending on the category, depending on the product, whether it's a soft drink or agricultural product. Those are very different. You're going to do different techniques. But it's finding techniques that have more credibility.
Earlier this morning, in talking to a couple people who are looking forward to your talk, one of them made a comment sort of like, you still need, advertising is what buys you entry into the ability to do this PR. Can you comment on that aspect?
Well, I don't necessarily believe that advertising buys you anything in terms of getting into a person's mind or into a discussion, because unless a brand is heard of, people generally tend to not even tune into the advertising because it's a company I never heard of, as opposed to using PR from, you know, hearing from a friend, reading in a magazine or newspaper or newsletter for a specific industry. That has a lot more credibility. And again, the most important factor in building any brand is word of mouth. And it's all about finding ways of driving word of mouth, whether it's the internet, whether it's PR, whether it's merchandising, whether it's events, all sorts of different techniques can be used, but it's finding what can we do to drive word of mouth. People are what build brands. Advertising doesn't get people excited, and it doesn't get people necessarily to believe your message.
One last point here, because this will appear on a blog. NAMA has its own, yeah, as our company does. How does that kind of strategy play into this kind of PR brand building?
Well, I think one important aspect of any brand today is having a spokesperson, having something to communicate your message. A company can't be interviewed, can't do PR. You need a person. So I think a blog is very reflective of that, is that it gives a company an individual voice. And having a celebrity CEO is key to any brand's success today. Having a person is well-known within the industry, being a frequent speaker, talker, interviewer, and blogger as well on the internet. So it's incredibly, incredibly important.
Well, thank you very much. That's Laura Reese with Reese & Reese talking about the fall of advertising and the rise of PR here at the NAMA 2006 convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.